I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover an article called Massachusetts School Superintendent Candidate Had Job Offer Rescinded After Referring to Two Females as Ladies in an Email. Here's what the brief article has to say, and I quote, "They may call it a microaggression, but when an offense is weaponized to destroy someone's career, that's a macro problem. This man in Massachusetts, Vito Perrone, was offered a job as a school superintendent, but the offer was soon rescinded after he offended a couple of gals in charge of hiring, when he used the term ladies to address the females. There used to be a time when the proper and gentlemanly thing to do is to call women ladies, but in 2023 it's a microaggression and keeps you out of a job. In an attempt to negotiate a higher salary, he addressed the duo of females on the hiring committee as ladies, and they fired back by calling the title hostile and derogatory. Then they took back their offer, because he was a microaggressor. Perrone says Kowazinski, the hiring chairwoman, told him that using ladies as a greeting was hostile and derogatory, and the fact that he didn't know that as an educator was a problem. He told the Gazette, adding that she also reprimanded him for using ladies as a microaggression. The real mistake here wasn't Vito's politeness, but that he assumed that these women were actually ladies and not vindictive sexist woke losers. If you ask me, Vito dodged a bullet on this one. You could not pay me enough to work with these perpetual and whiny victims. What happened here appears to be that Perrone tried to negotiate a higher salary, and these women freaked out and just pulled the offer altogether and acted offended at a very benign, normal, and societally accepted greeting to cover up their inability to negotiate. And since they refused to answer any questions from the media about their reasoning on withdrawing the offer, we can assume that Perrone's version of events is an accurate portrayal. What a stupid world we live in. We're using the word ladies to refer to ladies as an offense that can keep you from getting a job. Everything woke turns to you-know-what," unquote. What do you expect from ladies from the woke leftist state of Muffachusetts? If you told people 20 or 30 years ago that saying ladies and gentlemen would be offensive enough to cost you a job, promotion, or even a job itself, then they would think you were crazy. Today it's just normal. Woke culture is all about constantly shifting the goalposts to give those that take offense to the slightest old traditional saying or language all the power, to make them appear to be more virtuous than you are. I think the two women hiring Vito for the superintendent job were looking for a reason not to give it to him, and they found one. Maybe they didn't like him personally, so they look for something he said as culturally unacceptable to punish him. The last woman I briefly dated took offense to me calling a bunch of people changing babies' dirty diapers on a table in the middle of a bowling alley while other people were eating around them white trash. She turned cold on me after that because I said a naughty combination of words. People like that aren't offended because you insulted them. They're offended because you insulted their politically correct value system, something that you couldn't know about, and they punish you, and they're hoping the next time you think twice before you speak. It's all part of the whole devouring mother thing that Jordan Peterson talks about, how women are having less children these days, and it's not like their mothering instincts just go away. But now they're trying to tone police men's language, and it's psychological abuse to constantly keep trying to figure out if you're saying something offensive or not. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to woke women abusing men by attacking their supposedly outdated language skills clown world show. The whole thing about women policing men's words means you're unable to concentrate on doing your job or socially interacting with people, because you're more worried about how you're coming across to others. It's about making men feel insecure and self-conscious. It's like you're in high school again and have to worry about upsetting a bully, and you're perpetually walking around on eggshells, around the so-called ladies. Women don't understand that the more they push ridiculous things like this on men, more men will go their own way from woke working environments. There are studies in Sweden showing that as you push feminism on men and force them to behave in certain ways, many men just get jobs in fields where there are very few women. Maybe Vito will start looking for a superintendent job in an old boys' school. Maybe he'll decide to change professions. The dwindling number of men working in high schools will only shrink, and so-called male educators will decrease, or so the feminists are hoping, because they want to rig the academic playing field in favor of women. But increasingly these days, men are simply going to go on the internet to get educated. That's why places like Canada want to start restricting what types of content people see in their feeds. They want their woke shows to program people. Why do you think they're called programs? But many young men will pay $5 a month for a VPN to avoid the indoctrination camps. The woke religion is so awful that it has forced men to watch its content and punish them if they don't speak the way that they do. It's only a thing that can succeed if it makes others suffer, which means it'll eventually die. The argument has been made that college is a waste of money and that men are going into the trades these days, because it makes more financial sense. But could it be possible that men are going into the trades because subconsciously they want to feel free from gynocentrism at their jobs? Because they keep hearing horror stories like this one about men being tone policed by the pussy patrol at work. Men can't relax around women. We're instinctively concerned for their safety, and most of us are just natural white knights. That's strike number one. Strike number two is men being nice and being punished for looking out for women's needs. You help a woman by mentoring her, and then she can meet you at a moment's notice. And it's her word against yours. Strike number three is men being passed over for promotions like in the article I read, and women being elevated so that demoralizes men even further. Why work hard? Why help women when the fear of punishment is always looming over you? Why get a job in a co-ed environment when you know you're most likely going to have to simp and it's going to get you into trouble? You never hear women complain that men mentoring women is toxic masculinity. Women typically reward the risky behaviors in men with approval that give women power over them, but punish the male behaviors that give them nothing. Many guys will just start their own businesses and keep raising the rates on female clients that have no choice but to pay because women can't do the same jobs. So I suspect more men will check out of places like education. People say that women have taken most of the jobs in teaching because female-owned group preference. But what if that's wrong? What if men are just checking out of toxic environments altogether? The men just don't want to walk on eggshells around woke women. Living in Toronto as I do, over the years I've built in a sort of social software compass to help me navigate the wokies and not offend them. But sometimes, like I share with that example of the baby being changed in the middle of the bowling alley and myself calling the parents white trash, it just comes out as a gut reaction. Men in Trudeau's Canada, California, as well as Massachusetts, have a sort of partition in our brains where we default to a politically correct mindset. But when the all's clear, we let the politically incorrect language flow as well as ideas. That's why women are working so hard to prevent us from talking in bars and pubs, as well as the internet. They probably believe that if they destroy all the male spaces, that our politically incorrect nature won't have an outlet anymore, and therefore won't exist anymore. What they don't seem to understand is that we'll just go into the trades and other cock-centric careers where they can't touch us. Sure, maybe 5 or 10% of workers in such fields will be women, but that won't change the male culture very much. In their efforts to police male behavior, women have destroyed so-called normal relations between men and women. Men will increasingly go their own way from women. Work in general and woke professions and the cases of mental illness for women will only go up off the scales. Women want it all and now they'll get ugats. But you know they'll just double down on tone policing men and making sure that our work environments are even worse. We live in a society where men and women are increasingly enemies, and Sun Tzu has always said in The Art of War that when you have a bigger enemy, you typically evade them. That's what's happening as women take over the halls of power. Plus, starving the enemy of resources and attention through gonad guerrilla warfare is also important. There is no way for women to fight us if we go passive-aggressive. In the meantime, the more language police punish men in fields like education, the more we go our own way. Eventually, there won't be any more men there to punish, and I'm predicting that women won't want to be in education anymore, especially considering that many of women in such fields are career cat ladies. That's why I've been predicting for a while now that women are going to start going into the trades in greater numbers, especially once AI starts taking their jobs away. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in education punish men in education because no one wants to smash them because they're single cat ladies. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men forced to walk on eggshells around women that look like Wookiees with boobies away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.